In this bulletin, Scott Morrison says Labor is making increasingly desperate claims on the campaign trail. Boris Hristesky jailed for 9 years for killing his wife, and at least 28 dead in a bus crash in Portugal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Bill Shorten and his Labor Party are getting increasingly desperate. Opposition frontbencher Anthony Albanese says the government will give $40 billion worth of tax cuts to the wealthy and to big business, and will pay for those by cutting funding from education, hospitals and infrastructure. But Mr. Morrison says Mr. Shorten and his team are making these sorts of claims out of desperation, and the coalition's economic management shows it's providing the funds for key services.
He's certainly getting a bit more desperate as each day passes, and therefore he makes these sorts of claims. But the truth is that we've increased funding for hospitals around Australia by more than 60% since we came to government. We've increased funding for schools, public schools, state schools, by more than 60%. We've been investing the dividend of the stronger economy and the strong budget management that we've put in place back into the essential services that Australians rely on.
Boris Hristesky has been jailed for 9 years for killing his wife, Karen. The 55-year-old will serve a minimum of 6 years for the high-profile manslaughter. With time already served, he could be eligible for parole in 4.5 years. Hristesky killed his wife at their home in 2016 before dumping her body in Victorian bushland. Her body was found 8 months later, covered by branches. He initially denied any involvement in her disappearance, lying to her family and taking part in her funeral as a pallbearer. He pleaded guilty to her manslaughter last month, but has never explained how or why he killed her. Mrs. Hristesky's brother, Steve Williams, says he feels justice has been denied. Labor has announced a new $115 million plan to tackle Indigenous health. The package aims to reduce the number of Indigenous children dying of suicide and rheumatic heart disease, along with preventing other diseases affecting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The plan will give the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation a primary role in delivering culturally appropriate and regionally specific primary healthcare services, and will review their funding agreement with the Commonwealth. Senator Pat Dodson says Labor will ensure Indigenous Australians have access to the same quality of services as their non-Indigenous counterparts.
For too long this has gone on. For too long we have been asked to get the second best, to cop something less than everyone else in this country.
The Greens has announced a $50 million plan to increase the ability of migrants and new arrivals to Australia to access English language support. Central to the plan is a bid to reform the Adult Migrant English Program, or AMEP, which provides migrants more than 500 hours of English tuition to help them settle in the country. The AMEP has been in operation since 1948, but contracts began being outsourced to various providers in the states and territories in 1997. Greens Education spokeswoman, Maureen Faruqi, says the privatisation process has seen the program become about money and not migrants.
For example, in Bega, the TAFE New South Wales, as part of the Adult Migrant English Service, lost the contract in June last year to a private provider, who are now closing down, and there will be no program in that area. So we must make sure that we have an urgent review of the program and reverse the outsourcing of services.
At least 28 people have died and a further 28 have been injured after a tour bus crashed on Madeira Island in Portugal. The bus carrying 55 people rolled down a steep hillside after veering off a road. It overturned, colliding with at least one house. The people who died are believed to be German nationals, and Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa has expressed his condolences. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has overseen the testing of a new tactical guided weapon, according to state media. The Korean Central News Agency hasn't described exactly what type of weapon was tested. It's the country's first public weapons test since a second summit with the United States ended without agreement in February. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers, a possible storm, 16 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, sunny and 22. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two and 26. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.